weekly show, Wilp's Wake Up Call. Wilp means the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And we're happy to be here and bring you some of the important alternative news of the day. A lot of times we have things that are not on the major media. So today is the day before the People's Assembly, which meets, this is what Dick Paddock, our engineer, is with us today, and we may have a guest coming to talk about the environment and what coal does to the environment, and we're hoping that he can come.
Good morning.
Hey, Dick.
The other person who's just been speaking, I don't think introduced herself, Lori Hoyt.
Oh, right. Here I am.
So we're happy to be with you this morning. And go ahead, Lori.
Yeah. Well, one of the main things that we want to alert people to today is the importance of the People's Assembly called HK on J. And that stands for, the H is historic, the K stands for thousands, and J stands for Jones Street, where the legislature meets. And it's our effort to mobilize people around this state to move this state out of its creaky past into a more progressive agenda. And so we meet and go to Jones Street. We march to Jones Street to petition the legislature on 14 points. And Reverend William Barber, who is the head of the state NAACP, has been the one who's been inspiring this People's Assembly for the past 5 years. And we don't just meet and march on Jones Street once a year. That's the culmination of a lot of organizing by many, many groups who are in coalition for this People's Assembly, including our group, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, many other groups, church groups, environmental groups, and trying to show that there's so many of us working for common goals. And Reverend Barber has 14 points that cover all the things that I think we need, or most of the things that we are hoping to get our legislature to act on, from high-quality, well-funded, diverse schools, to have livable wages for people and support for low-income people, to make sure that we have jobs. Jobs is the big thing this year, particularly. And health care for all. For 5 years, we've been talking about it. This is the year we hope to see some action. We're still hoping, and we're still out there working for it. So it goes on, a whole list of things: affordable housing, collective bargaining for public employees and worker safety. This is something that here, Wilf and many other groups, we've been working hard for. Support of the rights of immigrants so they don't get demonized and mistreated. And trying to get our troops home from Iraq. We're still wanting to complete that. The president has promised it. We have to hold his feet to the fire to promise it. But right, to keep his promises. Right now, we have a tape we're going to play of Reverend Barber himself trying to inspire all of us to come tomorrow to Raleigh. It's going to be at Shaw University. And let's hear Reverend Barber. I think it's coming on.
Hello.
This is Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, President of the North Carolina NAACP, inviting you to come to the historic Thousands on Jones Street People's Assembly. On February 13, 2010, at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, at the historic Shaw University, where 50 years ago, students, black and white, from all over the nation, came together to change the world and form the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. We again will meet the People's Assembly, Historic Thousands on Jones Street Coalition. And this year, our theme is, for our children, we will never go back. We must say never again to resegregation. We demand more education, better diverse schools, more economic investment, good jobs and less prison. We want to see justice on the ground. This cynical and dangerous push to separate our children cannot be tolerated. We have struggled too long to go back to the days of separate but equal, under any guise, under any name, even the false name of neighborhood schools. For we know that it violates our Constitution and denies children the sound basic education our Constitution in North Carolina guarantees them. But we also know that these are hard economic times in which we live. 11% of North Carolinians, 22% of African Americans in North Carolina are unemployed and need jobs today, not next month or next year. In the midst of this economic devastation for thousands of families that has been created by tax breaks to the wealthy, created by giving stimulus money to bankers rather than caring about those who need basic necessities met, that has been created by engaging in wars that we should not have gone into. We are in the middle of a recession, and it's more important than ever that state lawmakers enact the 14-point agenda, especially the parts related to economic investment and living wage and workers' rights and ensuring that all people have access to good jobs. And so we meet, the people meet, we come together, we recognize that justice delayed is justice denied, and we will not be denied. We come to stand, we come to fight, we come to demand difference and change be made.
Reverend Barber, I will be there.
Are we back? Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think we're back. Well, Reverend Barber, Dick and I will be there too. And practically, I think everybody we know, there is going to be a bus and carpooling at Dillard's at University Mall, at the Dillard's end of it, right up sort of at that corner. It's inside the mall, the parking by that corner, close to Willow Drive. And I think meeting about 8 o'clock in the morning. I think the bus is to leave at 8:15. There's a small contribution to cover the gas and to pay the driver something. I think $7. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful way to not have to worry about parking and also to be with other inspired people. To meet at Shaw. This is the first year we're meeting at Shaw. We used to meet at a People's Park in Raleigh that also had some historic significance, but we're having such a cold winter this year. We're going to meet at Shaw University, which I'm looking forward to. All the years I've lived here, I don't think I've ever been to Shaw. And so please come. Please join us. It's always... I think those of us who are working for change and for progressive legislative agenda, I think, you know, it's difficult. You get discouraged, and it's really wonderful to get together with other people who really care about what direction the state is going in, what direction the country's going in, and to get together and feel our power, to feel empowered. To be with people who are sharing your vision, your ideals, your hopes. So this is a yearly chance to get together, the People's Assembly, and march is usually a pretty short march, about a mile, to downtown Raleigh on Jones Street, and have petitions for the legislature. And it's interesting, Reverend Barber has mentioned that this year is a recession year, and some people think, oh, we can't do this and we can't do that. But it was during the Great Depression that so much was done that we now depend on for what we take for granted, Social Security, you know, the right to have a union, all the many things that the bank regulation, all the things that kept this country going for many, many, many years in a good direction until people got in. I think it started mostly with Reagan and started undoing many of the good things that was started in the Great Depression. And now we're in our Great Recession and are having to work harder than we thought to get some more advances, even to recapture the advances we had gotten during the Depression. I'm happy to tell you that our guest has just arrived. Maybe we can do a sound check. And your name is Stuart Boss?
Yes.
Stuart, welcome.
Thank you.
So, is the sound working out okay, Dick?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good to go.
Why don't you tell us about what you, who you are and why you're here?
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got your name, but we also need to know why you're here, what group you're representing.
Okay. My group is the Sierra Club's Coal Free UNC campaign, just down the road. And what I do, I'm the media outreach coordinator for our student campaign to move UNC beyond coal as quickly as possible.
Well, we're very glad that you're here.
I just got
a call last night that one of our sisters, Miriam Thompson, was at a meeting at the library last night on the use of coal and how to get rid of it,
right?
Essentially. Mm-hmm. What, was that what the main thrust of the meeting was?
Basically, we were just trying to discuss ways that the community could get involved with what we've been doing and supporting what we've been doing and trying to help Chancellor Thorpe's new energy task force to make the recommendation that we need to move beyond coal as quickly as possible and making that happen.
Yeah, well, there was an article in this week's Independent on this very thing called Low Expectations, UNC Stutter Steps on its Way to Becoming Coal Free. And that they've gotten some green awards, many hailing the cogeneration facility in Cameron Avenue as among the cleanest power plants in the country. Although coal helps to power, university leaders are sure that the plant has the required equipment to minimize the amount of pollutants belching from its stacks. But eventually, UNC will go carbon neutral, which means it will balance any carbon dioxide emissions with an equal amount of reductions or offsets. But according to their current plan, that won't happen until Chancellor Holden Thorpe is about 86 years old in 2050. So as I understand this article, you all are trying to give some push and energy to the university to get that timetable a little more current.
Right. I mean, the university definitely knows that there are a lot of bad effects that result from using and burning coal, but the timetable that they're currently lined up with is just not urgent enough and not fast enough for moving beyond coal. So really, our goal is to move that timetable forward as quickly as possible. Our goal is to get a commitment that at least at the latest by 2015 that UNC be coal free.
Oh, that's a one day. Because when I saw 2050 and I thought, you know, we may not even have air to breathe by then. I
No.
mean, you know, if people have any respect for Al Gore's global warming, you know, reports, we need to do this a lot quicker, you know, nationwide. And now, and that's one thing, it's a lot easier to focus on something right in your community,
right?
And it's right here. Yeah. We can see it. We see those trains coming in with the coal, you know, what, I don't know, two or three times a day,
right?
Well, good.
One thing I'd like to point out to our listeners is that people keep saying global warming, only part of it is warming, the other part is the extremes of weather in both directions, like the enormous amounts of snow we're getting this winter.
Yes.
The warming causes more water to evaporate from the oceans into the air, and where does it go? It comes out as either rain or snow, or some equivalent. So what we're seeing now is one of the extremes in climate change, and we need to to be pushing that terminology rather than global warming, because it is more than just warming.
Dick, right. That is such a good point, because I've heard that some people are saying, there's no global warming. Look at how cold it is this winter. Look at all the snow, you know, and just, you know, not realizing what you just said, that it's really global change, and there is overall global warming, but it'll take the form of extreme weather in many places. Look at Washington. I mean, that's a great example, what's happening there. It's the kind of snow that I used to have up in Syracuse, New York, in the snow belt.
Right.
You know, so the weather patterns are changing, and some of it's more cold, and some places more rain and more drought in other places. It's unstable weather that we can no longer count on the seasons the way they were, the way we used to count on them. So you are working, you're a student at UNC?
Yes, I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman, mm-hmm. And you've gotten involved already.
Got involved very quickly.
Yeah, had you been involved before you...
Not that much.
Came
I mean,
to school?
I really just started getting pretty directly involved as soon as I came to school.
It's the best of what we hope for education, that you get a chance to see all these ways that you can make a change. Right now, we're going to take a station break. This is Lori Hoyt, your host, with Dick Paddock, our engineer and co-host. And we're here talking with
Stuart Boss,
who's working with trying to get the university to be in the forefront of changing the way it gets its energy and changing from a coal-based power source to something that's going to be better for the environment. We are underwritten by Internationalist Bookstore, 405 West Franklin Street. And you can get more information by either going there, which is what I recommend, going in person, because it's not just a bookstore, it's a community resource. You can see flyers for things that are happening all over. But if you want to get on the internet, you can go to internationalistbooks.org. And by the way, if you're having any trouble with your reception, or you know somebody you've told about how wonderful our program is and they're having trouble, let them know, and you should know, that you can stream us live, streaming at WCOMFM.org. And that is a way that you can hear us very clearly. And we also, at WILF, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, have a website that we're very proud of, TriangleWILF.org. And remember, WILF has that P in it for peace. And you can also link to a lot of our former radio shows, because they're on the timely issues of the day, and they're not just today's headline. Okay, I want to get back.
I'd like to play that other track
from
Dr. Barber.
This is a
shorter track about the HK on J march tomorrow.
And this is
Hello.
About the environment.
This is Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, president of the North Carolina NAACP. And I'm inviting all of you to join us for Historic Thousands on Jones Street, the People's Assembly, on Saturday, February 13th at Shaw University, the historic Shaw University, at 9:30 a.m., where we will be joined this year by our national president and CEO of the NAACP, Ben Jealous. Our theme this year is For Our Children. We will never go back. We must say never again to resegregation. We demand better, diverse schools. We demand economic investment and good jobs and less prisons. So if you're concerned about justice, if you're concerned about this nation, this state doing right, you need to join us at Historic Thousands on Jones Street, the People's Assembly. Meet us at Shaw at 9:30. Let's go to Jones Street at 10:30. Be in the number and become an agent of change. For more information, visit www.hkonj.com. We'll see you there.
Are we back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Listening to that, I hope we're all getting inspired to go. And Stuart, you were just saying to me that this, what Reverend Barber's trying to do, has one of his 14 points is environmental justice. promoting green jobs, establishing an environmental job corps that will employ young people who did not graduate high school and to engage them in public service. It's also related to your work.
Right. I think there's a really strong connection between what we're doing to try and move the plant away from using coal and the sense of environmental justice, because a big part of why we're opposed to burning coal is the local public health effects and all the toxic emissions of mercury and arsenic and lead that come out of that plant and affect the people that happen to live right around the plant. And I think there's a serious environmental justice aspect to what we are trying to do, and I think it's important to bring awareness to what exactly is going on there.
Go ahead.
And I think also with the HK on J March, we'll be sending a group to that.
But you
I think,
Wonderful. Young people, that's what we need.
But I think it's also important to see the connection between the civil rights movement and the environmental movement. And in a lot of ways, the civil rights movement has inspired what environmentalists are doing today, being active and getting out there and doing whatever they can to stand up and raise awareness for the problems that are out there as far as climate change.
Yeah, that is such a good point, because, you know, some people think of the environmental movement still as like protecting some of the woods or things like that, and that's all important. Valentine's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I think we should try to transform that into Love Your Mother Earth. If we're going to express love anywhere, this is what you're doing. This is what we try to do, is to make this earth, you know, more what it can be and what it should be, a place with wonderful air, wonderful water for our children and grandchildren and the seven generations to come. And it's taken a while, but I think people are beginning to have some inkling that this is not an elite thing. This is for the air, very air that we breathe. That affects everybody from the poorest citizen to the richest. Yeah. And it is connected with HK on J. One of the things I wanted to ask you, though, you're asking the university to not use coal. What are you hoping that they will do as an alternative?
There are a lot of alternatives right now that UNC is sort of considering. The plant has a pretty large natural gas capacity. It would not be that difficult for it to switch over to natural gas, 50% right now. And natural gas, it is a fossil fuel, and it would be a transition fuel, but it has about half the CO2 emissions that coal does. It burns a lot cleaner. It's a lot better for the environment. So as a transition fuel, that would be good. And then, they've already started doing biomass tests. And the Climate Action Plan has provided for 20% of the coal that's used now to be switched out with biomass by 2025. We just don't think that that's soon enough at all.
I know this sounds ignorant, but maybe our listeners have this question too. What is biomass?
The biomass that they're talking about using is called torrefied wood. It's sort of like a dried out, like charcoal-like substance.
Okay. Do you have something? Go ahead.
But it takes energy to turn wood into charcoal. In some way or other, even if it's just partially burning the wood. In a low air supply in order to create the charcoal. What happens to that energy?
That's definitely something that still needs to be worked out, because obviously the problem with biomass now is that there's not really like a steady chain of supply, and it hasn't really been made commercially available very well. But I think we'll see in the next 5 years that will change a lot. There are a lot of different things are being made to make biomass more feasible.
Yeah, and this is something that, you know, our country has always been in the lead in technology, and it seems to me that these are problems that we spend all this money on research. What better money to spend on research than how to be able to stay in this planet? And some people have the fantasy we're going to find some other planet to go to. Well, you know, dream on. That may happen, you know, but I think we have a much, this right now is it. This right. is our home, our planet, and it's a beautiful planet. And I think that for all of our efforts, whatever else we work on politically, it comes down to we need this, we need air, we need water, and we need to keep this planet the beautiful planet that it is and not mess it up any worse than we have. So surely somebody can figure out, you know, and I mean, we get a lot of sun here in North Carolina. It seems to me that some of the buildings would be situated to have some solar panels, you know?
We have more solar potential than Germany, which is the world's leader in solar energy, and we have actually the most wind potential of any of the states in the Southeast. So there's definitely a lot of potential for North Carolina to look into.
And we haven't even talked about wave action.
Right.
We got lots of shoreline out there that we could use.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is so much potential, and it used to be that, you know, houses were better. Coming from the Northeast, you know, our houses were very well insulated because the winters were bitter. And in the South, we've been a little bit more laissez-faire about that. But there's so many things we can do just to preserve whatever energy we're using and make it more effective. And there's such so many wonderful ways that we can, without too much difficulty, save this planet. And I'm so glad you are here to tell us about what you're doing. Now, are you with a group of other students? Do you have a name?
What do you mean? Like a name for our group?
Yeah.
Right now, we're the Coal Free UNC campaign.
Okay, Coal Free UNC campaign.
We're part of the Sierra Club's like National Beyond Coal campaign.
Okay.
And the Coal Free Campuses campaign. So,
and you, of course, have a website, doesn't everybody?
Yes, coalfreeunc.com.
Coalfreeunc.com. So this is great. Sierra Club is getting young people involved on their campuses, it sounds like. Good for them.
From Puerto Rico to Alaska.
From Portland. I bet Puerto Rico has a lot of sun, come to think of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're here talking with Stuart Boss about coalfreeunc.org. .com. Let me mess that up. Say it again.
Coalfreeunc.com.
Thank you. And we are with WILPF, and you can get more information about us at trianglewilpf.org, and make sure you get that P in WILPF, the P for peace. Don't leave that out. And we're brought to you by Internationalist Bookstore, underwritten by them, and by WCOM FM. LP, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro. And maybe I think we should go out playing Reverend Barber, Dick, if we can do that. And because tomorrow is HK on J, which is the People's Assembly that Stuart Boss with coalfreeunc.com is going to be there, and a lot of other young people and old people, and in between. All this People's Assembly, many, many, many groups, many church groups, environmental groups, peace groups, trying to show the legislature that people who vote for them really want them to be progressive and do good things for this state and for the environment. So Dick is getting...
We're going to have to shut down now because it's time to move on. We got to get ready for Amy. It's
okay. Okay, we've played it twice, so I guess you know. Please come out. Are we finished? Or yeah. I'm looking at the wrong clock. I thought we had a little bit more time.
No, I'm sorry. We need to switch over to Amy.
Okay. Bye bye. See you next week.
Bye.